Good morning, everyone. We return to the Gulf, and the government estimates that now say it is the worst oil spill in U.S. history. Chris Kirkham joins us, reporter with the Times-Picayune. He's on the line from New Orleans. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
So the mud and, you know, sort of the kill mud sludge that they're trying to use to plug this hole goes in to that pipe. The oil still seems to be coming out. How is the top kill sort of method of stopping this spill going at this hour?
Well, at this point, I guess they're saying it's still a work in progress. If you watched any of the video yesterday, you saw that there was still sort of this mixture of oil and mud coming out of the riser pipe. It's sort of a not as dark. You could tell that it was mud that was also coming out. But BP is acknowledging that is not the way that they want it to go, and basically. The mud that's coming out of the pipe is showing that, what you're seeing is that the pressure, they're trying to exert a pressure downward on the oil in the well, and that's not exactly working because you don't want that mud coming back up the riser. So
and basically you're trying to push with the mud pressure, the oil, which has got a back pressure coming out of the earth. And they're not able to overcome the pressure of that oil. So now they're getting a mixture of the oil and this drilling mud going into the Gulf, which creates a toxic problem of its own. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. And so now they actually took a long break yesterday, and a lot of people sort of assumed that they had continued the top kill. But there was about it was longer than a 12-hour break, and then they resumed yesterday evening, and they're continuing to do this. And they have, I guess, if they're not able to get the pressure in check, then they're talking about using these bridging agents, which is sort of this idea of almost like the junk shot that you heard about before, they'll kind of try to jam rubber balls down in there to stem the flow as well. And
Basically, they're trying to get enough friction in there to get something to catch inside that riser pipe and then hold that spill long enough for them to actually put some cement in there, right?
Exactly. It's all about just maintaining the pressure, and then once they feel that the pressure is stabilized, then they can go ahead and do the cement plug.
You know, the people that you're talking to, Chris, how frustrated are they? How much of a head scratcher is this for them? And how worried are they that the president is coming down to visit and I'm sure going to be saying some pretty stern things to everybody?
Right. I mean, a lot of the local officials have kind of gotten fed up. I mean, I think there's kind of this two-pronged effort that they're seeing not a lot of success. They're seeing, 5,000 feet below. They're seeing that the top kill, despite being tried for more than 24 hours now, is not working. And then on the shoreline too, as the oil is coming in, there's a mounting frustration as there's a sense that BP and the federal government are just not organized and not coordinating well with the local government as far as spotting the oil, and then once the oil is spotted, mobilizing crews to get out there and attack it. And I think that's what President Obama is coming here today to see firsthand. And I expect if he does get some FaceTime with local officials that he will likely get an earful.
He'll get an earful, and he'll be in the middle of it all, that's for sure. Chris Kirkham, thanks for that. Reporter with the New Orleans Times-Picayune on the line from his home in New Orleans. Thanks, Chris.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.